My cousin Martin and I were having breakfast around the table. We were six. Martin had found out that there was someone sleeping in the spare room, and we wanted to know who he was. My mum June and Auntie Rosemary explained that he was homeless, and as an act of charity, they had given him a bed for the night. We wanted to take a look at him. They didn't want us to be worried about having a stranger in our home, so they thought it was a good idea. We all stood in front of the door, and Rosemary opened it. He was asleep, facing away against the wall, sunken into the single bed, the top of his head and large shoulders sticking out from the bedding. We shut the door and left him in peace. Martin and I wanted to know his name. June and Rosemary were keen to tell us. He was Elvis Presley. Elvis had died last year. They explained he had jumped down from the moon, and if we kept a lookout this morning, we would see him leaping back. We didn't want to miss such a spectacular jump. We began looking up at the sky as soon as we were outside, to look for the moon. On the school bus, we searched for it out the window. And on the walk to Assembly, you could see Morecambe Town, where it'd be leaping from. But we couldn't locate the moon to work out his trajectory. Such a huge sky, almost completely covered in cloud. We hoped at break time the blue spaces would open up. Time was running out. It was lunchtime. We looked across the Morecambe skyline, hoping to see him leap. Later, June and Rosemary told us he'd jumped back to the moon.